And I hope everybody is doing well. And joining us in studio here at 7:45, as we have Amy Dollar from the Dalton Defenders Museum and from the Brown Mansion. Good morning, Amy. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Kyle. Good morning.
Good morning. And, of course, you guys usually do come in here on the first Thursday of the month at this time. So what is going on over at both museums as of right now?
Well, you know, there's always exciting things going on at the mansion and the museum. I just think they're both super exciting places to be all the time. And I hope that it is infectious. Right now, we'll talk about the Brown Mansion first. So we were scheduled to be closed this Saturday because we had a wedding. Well, the wedding was postponed to a later date. And so we will be open Saturday. I'll be giving tours. But we're open Saturday. The mansion tours, we have them. We're open every Saturday, but we're open for tours at 1 and at 3 o'clock. And then our normal hours are Tuesday through Saturday with 1 and 3 o'clock tours. So come out this weekend, get a tour. And we've got lots of great items in our gift shop. We've got jewelry that is handmade by Robin Baroni. We've got new, we've got some really cool glasses coming. We've got our masks at the museum. And anyway, you should come out. We had people buying Christmas ornaments. I mean, there's always something you can get at the gift shops. They're really neat. You should come check out our stuff.
Do the masks, I'm guessing the masks say the name of the museums on them?
It is so super cool. They're at the Dalton Defender Museum. Mm-hmm. I kind of had my notes jumbled here. But they say... it has a little cowboy on it, and it says, "Don't worry, this is not my bank robbing mask." And I just think that's the coolest thing ever.
Well, that doesn't make a lot of sense, since they can kind of look like that, especially if you do. I'm guessing it's the over the behind the ear masks.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So, what you need though is the ones that you tie up behind you, the ones that do look
bandanas.
Like the bandanas that really would say that, because those would look really cool. But again, like you said, on Saturdays you do tours. 1 and 3. Is that pretty much every day except on Sundays, I'm guessing?
Except for Sundays and Mondays.
Okay, so Tuesday through Saturday you can get tours over at the mansion at 1 and 3 o'clock. Do you have to set up appointments for that? Or
No, you don't. You just come about 10 minutes. You know, if it's me, come right at 5 minutes before. come about 10, 15 minutes before 1 or before 3, and you come and you can get, you know, pay and get signed in, and then you got a couple minutes while we wait to make sure everybody's there, you know. Before we start the tour, you can shop in the gift shop. You just show up and we give you a tour.
Okay, I didn't know if you had to do an appointment or something like that. And then, of course, the Dalton Museum, Dalton Defenders Museum, as of right now, what are the hours going on over there? Are you guys back at normal hours over there?
Yes, everything is normal. The hours, anyway, not the whole society,
no,
right?
Society. I don't think society's ever going to be normal again. It's been weird, that's for sure.
But the museum is open... Monday through Sunday. We're open 7 days a week, but Monday through Saturday, they're open 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And Sunday, we're open from 1 to 4. And it's also just come in and you don't. Now, if you're a large group and you want to call and make an appointment, that's always welcome and appreciated. But other than that, if you're just a family or, you know, some people you want to go and hang out, just show up and hang out.
Are you guys during both places, are you guys requiring masks or suggesting masks at the very least?
I am not sure what they're doing at the museum.
Okay.
At the mansion, mm-hmm. I don't want to say I hate Chris not being here, not being able to say the official stuff. When I give tours at the mansion, we're usually a group under 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them, because we're not standing next to each other.
Right.
I'm 6 feet away from them talking and directing traffic and flopping my arms around. You know all the stuff I do.
Directing traffic.
Over here is this and this, and then come this way. So, but I tell them if they want to wear their mask, they are certainly welcome to. And if they don't want to wear their mask, I'm not going to be like those videos on the internet. I mean, it's up to them. I stay far away from them. And, you know, and then at the museum too, you know, you're not standing right next to someone. So I think it's what your comfort level is. If you want to wear one, do so. And if you don't want to wear one, I think that's okay. As long as we're socially distancing. And but, you know, like I said, you usually don't stand next to someone at the museum anyway. You're over here and whispering, so you don't bother anyone else in their studies and looking at stuff. So I think, but I think, you know, when I've given my tours, I had a family that wore their masks and then the next couple did not. So it's just kind of however people want to do it, I guess.
Yeah, basically their comfort level. So, yes. Which is absolutely fine with that. So, again, that is what is going on over there. As you said, you got the masks, the ones that says this, don't worry, this is not my bank robbing mask, which is great. So again, if anybody wants to contact you guys though, how can they get a hold of you?
They can call us or message us on Facebook. You had to ask me that, Kyle. I do not have the phone numbers memorized.
Oh, man. Believe me, I forget the number of this place every time I go home. So
well, see, I've got this one down, but I'm going to get them up. But and we'll talk about, we do have some upcoming things. Mm-hmm. So be checking us out. And
I know you guys also recently relaunched a new webpage that basically has both the Brown Mansion and the Dalton Defenders Museum on it. Basically, that way it's much easier to navigate instead of having two separate websites.
Yes, 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 it is.
So okay, so that is what is going on over there. And again, as she's getting the contact information, and but you can contact either place though, I'm assuming, and get information on both
you
of
can.
Them.
So you can call the mansion at 256-201-251-0431.
Mm-hmm.
And hold on 1 second, and I will tell you. But we have lots of where you can call the museum at, but we have lots of things kind of planned in the fall upcoming. So we were kind of looking at some things for around the Dalton Defender weekend. So keep checking with us. And you can call, I got this down now, I will never forget these numbers again. You can call our Dalton Defender and Coffeyville History Museum at 620-251-5944. Or you can call the mansion at 620-251-0431. And someone at either place will be more than happy to help you.
Right. So if you forget number one, they probably can connect you to the other.
Yes.
Or they can still probably give you information on the other as well.
Yes. And the combo tickets. I've noticed that when family groups come in, they'll come in and they'll see the mansion and then be like, well, what else are you guys going to do? So we have combo tickets. So you can really make a whole day of coming and hanging out in Coffeyville and seeing, I mean, not just hanging out. I mean, you can explore things, see things, learn things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is very, the mansion is just my favorite
place.
And
you can dine downtown as well.
Yes, you can. You can go down and eat.
Just to make a day of it in downtown Coffeyville,
yes,
pretty much.
Yes, because now, with you know, the museum's right there downtown. And so, you know, you come into town, you hit the mansion, go down, eat lunch, go to the museum. I mean, you can really have a lot of fun.
Absolutely. So, again, that I don't think that's my phone. So, I put mine on silent because I know mine.
Well,
it's very, mine is,
enough,
yeah. No, mine is very loud is the issue on mine. So, all right. Well, Amy, again, it's great information there. And, again, head on over to the Brown Mansion as tours are today as well, correct?
Yes,
at 1 and
yes.
3. And it'll be today, tomorrow, on Saturday. No tours on Sunday and Monday. Those are the off days, but Tuesday through Saturday. So you can go over there to the Brown Mansion. And the Dalton Museum, again, is open, so you can head on over there as well. And you said, what days are the Dalton Museum closed, or is it closed any day?
It's not. We're open Monday through Sunday, so we're open 7 days a week. But the hours on Sunday are 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., and then the rest of the time, it's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
All right. So, again, in fact, the Dalton Defenders Museum will be open in about 2 hours here. So
they will.
If you have some time, get on down there. Highly recommend it.
It's really nice outside.
Yes, it is really nice outside.
Walk down Death Alley and see the new murals.
Yes,
that are
I've heard
up,
about
and
the
you
new
can
murals.
See the chalk outlines
yeah,
in
absolutely.
Our old jail.
So that will be a lot of fun. So get on down there, check it out, especially if you are a history buff. You will love seeing all this history because not only is it the Dalton Defenders Museum, there's a lot of Coffeyville history in there as well, correct?
There is. There's Coffeyville, lots of Coffeyville history. So I'm not originally from here, and that is a really good source for me to learn learn about Coffeyville history. Like I just didn't know very much. Right. So it was really, I've learned a lot, and I really like learning about what things used to be. Like Nichols Hitching Post used to be the Columbia Drug Building, and I hear Mr. Nichols tell people, you know, we're down there in the old Columbia Drug Building, even though neither one of us were ever here when they called it.
Right.
But, so it's kind of nice, and then you fit in, you know, and it's very interesting.
And it's cool to see older pictures of like of downtown, and you know, to see what buildings that are are still standing, what they were back then. It's cool to kind of see that how they've been repurposed. So it's I love looking at old pictures and comparing them to present day. So
me
it's
too.
That's good. Well, I've noticed that you share a lot of stuff on Facebook as old history pictures, I think, is the one you and I just love looking at that stuff.
I know, I do too.
Because it's just wild to think about, you know. All right, well, Amy, thanks for coming in today. We really appreciate it. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will have news at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday.